This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
506, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is September the 11th, 2025, and we have a lot that we're talking about. Every year since this happened, so 24 years, I've done a special show. I remember, as I mentioned to you, being there September the 11th, 2001. I was doing mornings in Las Vegas. We had a brand new baby. I was exhausted and PO'd, frankly, because there was nothing going on in the news, and I didn't know how I was going to get through the morning. I was out late at a Monday night football party, and wound up being on the air for the better part of, I think, 18 hours straight. Might have been more than that, and didn't get home for 4 days, 5 days. I mean, it was a long time. It was a long time. But it's different, and I think it's important to continue telling these stories because, again, we have an entire generation that, this situation didn't happen during their lifetime. And then we also have this assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is causing a lot of us in this broadcast community to say, well, you know, maybe this isn't worth it. Right? Seriously, it's a big discussion right now, just so you know. Anyway, I will tell you that my dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, has insight on certainly the murder of Charlie Kirk. I want to get him weigh in on that, and also reflections on September the 11th. It's just one of those things. We're always thrilled when Jimmy can join us, and he's always so kind to join us on September the 11th each and every year. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, good to be with you. And I've been listening in today on the show, and you've done a masterful job of weaving in anecdotes and kind of telling the story. I mean, we all certainly have a story about 9/11, and it's so difficult to believe it's almost a quarter century ago. And Jeff, I mean, to think that on the eve of the 24th anniversary of one of the darkest days in our country's history, someone was shot and killed ostensibly for their ideological or political views. The same reason or the same thinking and reasoning behind the terrorists who flew planes into the Trade Towers and into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and into the Pentagon. It's that same perverse notion that just because you think differently from me, you don't deserve to live. And it just, gosh, I mean, last night the news hit me like a gut punch, the same way it did you, that could have happened on the eve of the anniversary of one of the most sacred days in our country's history.
It is Yeah, the gut punch. That's the best way to describe it. It's a gut punch to deal with the anniversary. And as you say, it's almost a quarter of a century ago. I mean, we had new agencies created. We're talking about this. You know, this whole Department of Homeland Security was stood up as a result of September the 11th, 2001. And we now have guys who and gals who have put in their time. They're retired. They've been retired from DHS for a couple of years now. And some of... our children or grandchildren, right? They have never lived in a world where the World Trade Centers ever existed. They don't know it.
Yeah, I think it, you know, 9/11 2001 kind of holds the same position in our minds and in our beings and souls that, you know, the JFK assassination in 1963 did for my parents' generation, our parents' generation. So.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the more distance in time that you know goes on and spaces us out from the event. You know, it's like December 7th, 1941, and the Pearl Harbor attack, a day that will live in infamy, as FDR so eloquently put it. We can't forget that, and we can't forget 9/11. And then to put a finer point on what you were saying just a minute ago. We really need to do some soul searching and find out how something so horrific as what happened to Charlie Kirk yesterday, a guy who always argued, hey, let's meet in the center square. You bring your ideas, I'll bring my ideas. We'll roll up our sleeves, not to resort to fisticuffs or fighting or violence, but we will argue and debate this and let the best idea win.
Yeah.
For that, then to be considered such an awful human being that somebody felt it was important enough to snuff his life out, the father of two young girls. Jeff, it's heart-wrenching.
Jimmy, let's start there because we just got an update, I don't know, maybe an hour ago, that Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, is apparently headed out to Salt Lake City, and there was a briefing that was supposed to take place that's now been pushed back because we're being told, I think the quote was, rapid developments. I think that's the language that was used. So what does that tell you as a retired supervisory special agent?
Well, first of all, Jeff, it's a real tough needle to thread when you're in a position as an FBI official or a law enforcement official, and you're threading the needle. You're trying to decide when and how much information to release. And I think the director got it wrong yesterday when he jumped the gun and announced that there was a suspect in custody and then had to walk it back and say, no, it was a person of interest. And, you know, a person of interest is a different definition. And then the person of interest was released and then someone else was taken into custody and also released. So I think they're going to be super, super careful on this. We can read the tea leaves and think, well, my goodness, this has got to be some big news. Look, Jeff, I say this all the time. There are no perfect crimes. Mm. And this individual, no matter how much pre-planning and everybody's talking about what a, you know, professional hit this was, which is all garbage. He had a hunting rifle with a scope on it, and he was, you know, shooting at a defenseless target, you know, less than two football fields away. I mean, even a mediocre shooter, a weekend shooter, an avid hunter could make that shot.
Right.
But the way that he kind of evaporated into thin air so soon after the shot cracked, you know, has people thinking, oh, my gosh, we're never going to catch this guy. Look, there's a ton of evidence that they harvested at the site on the rooftop. Obviously, there's been some still images that you were referring to that have been released. The FBI is doing that for crowdsourcing purposes, for somebody to, quote unquote, see something, say something. And, Jeff, I'm confident they'll catch him if they haven't already closed in on him already. But I'm hoping, like you and everybody else, that there'll be a big announcement about this sometime today. But yeah, I'm unsure. It might just be more information being put out to help the public, you know, support in this effort as to apprehend this person.
Jimmy, thank you for talking about the mechanics of the shooting as well, because as per usual, God bless him. There are a million conspiracies that pop up in a split second. Somebody somewhere is going to, and then they describe it. This is clearly a professional hit. This is somebody. I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. This is a guy who goes hunting, perhaps. Or if you have that type of rifle, and we apparently have recovered it, they've recovered it, and you have that caliber scope on it, I'm sorry, you didn't necessarily get picked for sniper school. That is not the most difficult or challenging shot, as you just pointed out. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and Jeff, you were describing earlier, you know, the trauma of taking a look with your wife at the video that's been released of Charlie Kirk in his last moments. And I agree. As soon as I saw it, I've seen men bleed out from nicks in the neck. And to see the amount of blood and everything, you knew that this was not going to be a wound he was going to recover from. But I don't believe, and I don't have any inside information, but I don't believe that the shooter was targeting the neck. I think he was aiming center mass, and, yep. You know, because of you know, mistakes in windage and elevation with his sighting, and obviously gravity and loss of velocity in the round when it cracks out of the barrel. All those things, you know, just, you know, conspired to have this shot land where it did. Look, it was a miracle on July 13, 2024, when the president was simply nicked in the ear from somebody in a similar situation in a similar perch.
That's right.
In this instance, you know, just the worst possible confluence of events could make it to be the perfect shot in that, you know, somebody that I don't believe was well-trained. I don't believe it was a trained assassin or somebody that had military, military history or something like that. But hopefully we'll find that out. And hopefully these images that have been released by the FBI, somebody's going to know this guy, have seen this guy, and law enforcement will put their hands on him soon.
Jimmy Galliano joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, let us talk about September the 11th, 2001. Let's talk about the FBI agents who lost their lives. I mean, you guys from the Bureau, it seems every couple of months I get some sort of a release that says this particular man or woman serving as a special agent was there at 9/11. They've now succumbed to some sort of a cancer as a result of the toxins they breathed in. I mean, the death continues.
Yeah, it's really sad. I think, you know, about a lot of the folks that I work with down there at the pile as what was referred to the trade towers when they had collapsed. And I'd be remiss, Jeff, if I didn't mention two people, Special Agent in Charge John O'Neill, who had retired from the FBI just a week earlier and taken the position as Chief of Security for the World Trade Center, who perished that morning. John was a great guy. He was he led the counterterrorism division for the New York office, and he was the guy that first warned America about bin Laden. He took him seriously, and he sounded the horn, and it's just a shame that he ended up dying because of the terrorist diabolical plot. And a second was Lenny Hatton, who was a Marine who left the Marine Corps to join the FBI and was a special agent bomb technician and worked and was in a squad on the same floor I was on at 26 Federal Plaza. And both of them were crushed in the rubble of the towers. And, you know, those are just two stories. Everyone's got a story. Everybody in some way knows somebody touched by what happened at the Pentagon or what happened in Shanksville or what happened on 9/11. And, you know, I hope that years and years and years from now, we'll never let those memories fade, Jeff. It's important that we keep their names out front. We never forget their sacrifice.
Tell us what you were doing 9/11, Jimmy.
Well, you know, again, you talk about, you know, timing and luck and this, that, and the other. I was normally down in 26 Federal Plaza, which is about 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, every morning around 7 o'clock to work out. I was on a drug squad at the time, working in Manhattan up in Washington Heights, targeting, you know, folks that were selling, you know, powdered cocaine and black tar heroin. And that morning, I had a dental appointment planned, and it was in Queens. So the appointment was later. I got a later start. I was living in upstate New York at the time, and I got a later start. And when the first plane hit, I immediately rerouted. By that time, you know, then the second plane hit, and by the time I was crossing the Brooklyn Bridge, and jumped out of my car. People were screaming over the bridge. The South Tower came down. And so just, you know, I, like I said, I knew Lenny Hatton and I knew John O'Neill. I'm certain I would have been down there where they were. And if not for traffic and if not for a dental appointment that morning, it's amazing. You hear some of the stories of people that were booked on those flights that flew into the towers or flew into the Pentagon and changed at the last minute. God's will, I guess, and, you know, fate, whatever you want to call it, but that's the way it works.
You think about that, Jimmy. How many folks, just like you, they were delayed in traffic. They missed their train. When they missed their train, they were PO. They're, man, I'm not getting to the office. And it was the best thing that ever happened to them. Somebody somewhere said, oh, you know, this tie doesn't go with this shirt. Let me turn around. I'm just going to have to be a couple of seconds late. Or you got the phone call that delayed you. It really was just so... just a bizarre situation to realize that traffic jam probably saved your life. It's just incredible.
Absolutely. And Jeff, days like today kind of bring it back to you. I mean, it was a Tuesday morning. It's been described, and obviously people have seen videos, the New York footage of the planes flying into the towers and what it looked like. But it was a cloudless sky. It was so blue. And just the remembrance of that, the sights, the sounds, the smell. I mean, lower Manhattan, I mean, is still recovering from the effects of 9/11. Yes, we've rebuilt the Freedom Tower, and it stands 1,776 feet tall. Right. Yes, we put a memorial down there to all those who perished in the Trade Towers. Yes, Wall Street is recovered, and yes, real estate is recovered, but still parts of all of us, I think, and I don't think he needed to be standing there amongst the rubble to have this kind of reflection, know that our world's changed. Just, you know, there's no way to calculate how much they changed and that day and what it means to all of us. And, you know, it's the old saying, Jeff, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And we're thankful that we've got men and women that are standing on the front lines to this day. To keep us safe, and we thank him, and you do a great job of that in your radio show.
Well, you were very kind, Jimmy. Jimmy, I always appreciate you being here. I know you know that. I just like to remind you of that, and we will talk again soon. Let's figure out a good way to work baseball or football or something that.
News reached me up here in New York that, I mean, I know you have 1,000 different menu items named after you, as well you should, but news has reached me up here in New York that there is now actually a Jeff Katz hot dog.
That's true.
And you know, coming from up here in New York and appreciating a good Coney Island Nathan's hot dog, I'm going to need to make a trip down there and take a gander at that thing and see if it holds up.
All right. Well, the challenge is accepted, my friend. You place the bun of challenge down, and I am picking it up and filling it with that Nathan's dog. You get your G's down here, and we will absolutely do that. You're a good man, and I always appreciate it. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI. And yes, when next he ventures south, we are going to be headed over to the Texas Inn. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a road trip. We'll hit all four Texas Inn locations throughout Virginia, have the cat's dog at each one. You know, with the cat's dog at the Texas Inn, chunk of that given to the Special Olympics of Virginia. So go and eat a lot of hot dogs. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. No. No, I haven't. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is September the 11th. We're 24 years after 9/11, right? Some of us lived through it. More and more folks have no firsthand recollection of it. And more of them are in positions of responsibility and authority and decision-making.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's an interesting development. You heard Jimmy Galliano a couple of moments ago. And Jimmy's a brilliant guy. Let me tell you something. He really is. And he pointed out, astutely, here we are 24 years after thousands of people were slaughtered here in the United States because they thought a certain way or they believed a certain way. 24 years after that, we've got a young kid, right? Charlie Kirk, 31. I'm at the age where a guy who's 31, I look at and say, yeah, he's a kid. 31 years old. And he went out on these tours. I don't know about you. I've watched countless videos from Charlie Kirk. I've enjoyed a lot of what he did. And just for the record, there was plenty of stuff that he said that thought, nah, not really my thing, or nah, that I'm not down with that. But I admired his passion. I admired his growing professionalism. Some people have a talent, whatever the area is. Now, my personal experience has been working in this goofy radio industry and television industry now for 34 years. Some people have it and some people don't. Some people pretend that they have it and some people cannot pretend hard enough to get anywhere close to having it, just the way that it is. Some people are what we have all termed naturals. Charlie Kirk was a natural. Charlie Kirk was a guy who loved debating. I don't think he liked fighting at all. And certainly not in the last few years where he was married and the father of two little girls. If you watched his development, as I did, then you saw somebody who was, dare I say it, growing up. We all get to that point, don't we? Isn't that the goal? Or maybe it's not the goal. Maybe the goal is to be like Peter Pan and just pretend you're 6 years old for the rest of your life. It's pretty pathetic if you ask me, but whatever. But Charlie Kirk had it. The camera liked him. The microphone liked him. And he understood the means to deliver his content for his generation and the generation after him. It was brilliant. Now, he also did more traditional broadcasting. Right? He was part of Salem. Salem Media is just one of the best operations anywhere in America. I'm just telling you this, and I have known the guy there. Phil Boyce is he's the poobah. He's the guru. And he was responsible for taking WABC radio in New York and turning it into the talk radio station in America. And then he left and he went to Salem. And he's been there now forever. Seems like forever. And anyway, he heard Charlie. He saw Charlie and said, okay, I want you somehow, some way under my umbrella. And Charlie Kirk apparently had made clear, I'm not really interested in the daily radio show, but I do like this kind of podcasting thing, so he's part of Salem Podcasting. When there was a little bit of a change in the lineup, he started pinch hitting. And as he was pinch hitting, he was doing a daily radio show in addition to everything else, and he was really good. It was really good. And it might have been something that he decided to do long term. And it might not have been something he decided to do long term. But he would have had the choice. I'm just telling you now, as again, somebody who knows a thing or two about this profession. And it has pained me over the last 24 hours, whatever it is, to look at some of the attacks on Charlie Kirk. And I do have to wonder, for your attacks on him, did you ever listen to him? Did you ever watch any of his stuff? Because many of the quotes are just flat out wrong. And the tone, which is attributed to Charlie, or was attributed to Charlie, also completely and totally wrong. And there are big discussions happening now as we speak within the opinion media community, because that's what we are now. It's not just talk radio. It's other avenues, right? And there are a lot of people saying, okay, is this worth it? If, in fact, somebody is going to go out in this day and age, having been given permission, it seems, by certain political leaders to commit crimes against people who don't agree with them, is it worth it? I don't know what the answer is for everybody. Heck, I don't know what the answer is for me. I really don't. I really don't. Now, I'm somebody who loves doing what we used to call appearances, right? Now, I would certainly, even if I walked away from this, I would certainly continue to deliver my speeches with my business and do that sort of stuff. But is it worth it long term to place your children at risk because you're part of the opinion media? Here's the other thing that has bugged me for the last couple of hours. The people who are telling me, well, you know, both sides do it. I got news for you. Both sides don't do it. You take a look and see which side has continually called for violence against the other side, and then you take a look at those on that side and you tell me what has happened. It is not both left and right. Sorry, but I'm not sorry. It's not. It just isn't. So it would be nice if people would in fact try and be honest about some of this. I just posted a great piece. Now, it's inside baseball, if you will. It is a talk radio. Well, no, again, it's an opinion media publication. The thing I was just up at in New York, Barrett Media. Jason Barrett put together a great piece on this. And you can take a look. Go to my Facebook page. You'll see it there. And you will see that there's a lot of discussion about this. Oh, by the way, coming from Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Department of Education down there have announced investigations into every single teacher who is celebrating Charlie Kirk's death and threatens, quote, govern yourselves accordingly. Now, this ties into some stuff that's on social media right now. allegedly from Chesterfield County. I haven't been able to confirm that. That's why I haven't shared it, but there are a lot of people who are looking at it. So please be aware of that. It's not the time to gloat. And in fact, if you are gloating about this, if you are happy about this, you are truly just a sick, despicable human being. If we have gotten to a point where you cannot discuss with someone whose entire raison d'etre was talking with people, his entire thing was debating people. He was a smart dude, whether you liked him or not. He was a really smart guy. And you couldn't beat him in the debate. I'm just telling you right now, you couldn't. And this is how you decided to win that debate? That's pathetic. It's disgusting. And anybody, I don't give a crap who you are, who is celebrating this. One of the big left-wing talk radio people posted a whole thing. And you look at the comments from her listeners, and it will turn your flippin' stomach. You could hate him all you want. You can hate me all you want. I don't really care. But he leaves behind two little babies. And those two little girls are going to grow up with stories and memories, maybe, but not their daddy. You tell me how that's a victory for anybody. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I love talking about Diamonds Direct. I'm pretty sure you've already figured that out, right? I do. I love talking about Diamonds Direct. I've been a customer of Diamonds Direct now for, I guess, 20-some-odd years. Whenever they opened their doors first time, I said, yeah, I am totally, totally on board. Totally on board. And I've been going back ever since. I would love you to visit Diamonds Direct. I'd love you to go and see my friends Ori and Ash. I would love for you to spend a little time there. Take a look around at the showcases. Take a look around at the selections. Talk to the people there. You're going to find that they will provide you with an education on diamonds. They've got an amazing selection of diamonds, of course. And it is all direct, hence the name Diamonds Direct. No middlemen. You are getting the diamonds straight from the source. The prices are better than anything anywhere. You can waste your time going to other jewelry stores if you want, or you can come in and see the selection you would see at 6 or 7 stores right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, Short Pump, West Broad Village, DiamondsDirect.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No, say
I'm going to die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
Die.
We're going to think faster because you got to help each other get off the floor.
I'm
now.
Dying.
I know we share the stuff every year, and 24 years from the events of that day, I've heard those two folks over and over and over and over again. And this year it's worse than ever. It feels worse than ever. And maybe that's because of the murder of Charlie Kirk. It's probably what it is, I guess. But put yourself in their place. The one guy who's kind of gruff, I always liked him. I still like him because he's gruff. He's like telling the dispatcher. I mean, he's kind of cursing to the dispatcher. Like, oh, come on, lady. I gave you this before. I gave you this information. I gave you that information. Come on, get your stuff together there, will you? And the poor dispatcher, God bless him. They are the front line of the front line. Believe me when I tell you, that dispatcher knew nobody was getting to him. It wasn't a chance in hell. It wasn't going to happen. And she was going to spend the last minutes of that poor guy's life with him. And she was going to do everything possible, you heard it, to make his life as comfortable as possible. That young lady, Melissa Deutsch, she had her whole life ahead of her. Early 20s. She said it to the dispatcher, I'm going to die, aren't I? I guarantee you, sure as I'm sitting here, that dispatcher knew, yep, honey, you're not making it out of there. And what did the dispatcher do? She stayed with her to the very end. You and I both know those dispatchers are still dealing with this. I told you we'd get an answer from Charles Pyle, our news director. Nobody better. I sent him the information, social media post from somebody who allegedly was a dean of some sort at the Chesterfield County Public Schools. Here's the official response from the Chesterfield County Public Schools. Quote, the school division has been made aware of certain social media posts made by staff members that do not reflect the values and expectations of Chesterfield County Public Schools. While employees may express personal opinions, we expect all staff to maintain the highest standards of professionalism. Division leadership are reviewing the matter. However, state and federal employment laws prevent us from sharing more specific information. As always, our priority remains providing a respectful, supportive learning environment for every student. That's from who was the official spokesflack there? Sean Smith. Well, here's what I will say. If, in fact, those social media posts are legit and valid, and this person really is employed by the Chesterfield County Public Schools, and she really was celebrating and gloating about the murder of Charlie Kirk, then she should immediately, summarily be dismissed from your school division. If it's not true, or it's been altered, or what have you, that's fine. You should share that as well, because I want everybody to know the truth on that. That's all I'm asking for in any of this, is just a little bit of the truth. I have no idea what side you're on politically, and I don't care. What I would ask you as a decent human being is to think about the thousands of people that we lost on September the 11th, 2001, the thousands we have lost since then. I would ask you to think about the widow and the two little kids that Charlie Kirk leaves behind. And if you're so inclined, a prayer here and there would certainly not be a bad thing. Hey, tomorrow morning, my friend Rich Herrera is going to be here at 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. I make it a point to listen each and every morning. I would urge you to do the same thing. Tomorrow, we've got John Reed joining us and Bill O'Reilly. We'll end as we end every 9/11, paying tribute to those fallen heroes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.